Life is full of personal wins. I'm still waiting for mine. Whether it's cleaning your house or getting that dream car, winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto. Chrissy, you're always on top of all of this.
Well, I am very deficient in some areas, but this is not one of them. I also love how personal State Farm is. I love my State Farm agent, Mike. Shout out to Mike. And guess what? Today, you guys can talk to a State Farm agent to learn how to bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, wait for it, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount on discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way.
It's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
It's lunchtime at Tim Hortons, and we're serving up a special deal just for you. Our new $5.99 lunch deal includes your choice of any lunch sandwich and a side of crunchy kettle chips. Because what's lunch without a little crunch? And the sandwich choice is all yours. Like a ham and Swiss, Chipotle chicken wrap, BLT, and more. Made to order just the way you like it. Tim Hortons' new lunch deal. Simple, delicious, and just $5.99. Now that's a good deal. Only at your neighborhood Tim's. U.S. only. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.
Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio. Oh, well, hello to this pregame. I've been monitoring our DMs on the Calm Down podcast IG. Some people love it. Some people hate it. Listen, when we get back in season and there's pressing things, you'll understand. But I love it because it gives us a chance to read and answer some of these questions. Right, Carissa?
Yeah. In fact, I want to know why someone hates it.
Well, maybe they're just in a mood, you know?
Well, you know, as someone who understands fluctuation of moods, I'm with you.
Well,
10 minutes, ladies and gentlemen, for those of you that are new and want more of this, the pregame is a precursory chit chat to what we may or may not talk about in the week coming up. But we have a very special guest on this week's podcast. So this pregame is dedicated solely to the questions that you guys send in, which we appreciate and love. First up, we have GatorGal422. If you could have said anything to those girls in the bathroom, Aaron, at that restaurant, what would it be?
Freeze your eggs. You all are sounding very, very young, which means you're very, very fertile. Get to your local fertility clinic and freeze them.
The story, if you guys missed it, Aaron was in the bathroom giving herself fertility shots because she's incredible. And there were young girls outside the bathroom. And if you missed the episode, it's episode number 69, I think.
Whoa.
Prophet of Christ. If you could play in the NFL, what position would you play? Oh, we've answered this before. I think you'd be a linebacker. I want to be a quarterback. All right. Maggie Davis TV. How do you not sweat through clothes on the field or under studio lights? Pit stains, calm down. Well, it's an incredible question, Maggie, because I have to Botox underneath my armpits because I am a sweater. I mean, I'm even doing a rolled up situation right now because it gets hot where I'm sitting and I'm constantly sweating.
Yeah, I'm a huge sweater. My biggest thing for me always is the armpits, but more so, I'll be honest, I'm a stomach and a butt sweater. I just am. I'll put it out there. And so if I know we're doing a September or October game in a Jacksonville and a Miami and a Tampa, we're not going with like a colored pant. We're going with a black. We're not even doing a navy because I know my bum's going to sweat. I know my stomach's going to sweat. It's just the way it is. I'm a sweater.
You know what? And it's one of the many things we love about you.
Yeah,
no leather pants at a time like that. Leather pants in general. Oh my gosh.
Oh yeah.
I have though multiple times put like tissues underneath
the shirt
when I know it's coming through.
Totally. Totally. I was big. My sister and I used to love these leotards called Marcias. They were so cool back in the day. They were like these, a turtleneck with long, like I loved them because they covered my arms and my arms were so skinny. But the problem was my armpits would just go to town and I was like soaked in them. So yeah. And then you'd end up, if you guys are old dancers out there and you know Marcias, I loved them so much. Way ahead of over time, by the way, they were the first kind of like up your butt leotard.
Yeah.
And for me, like in like ninth grade, I was like, oh, look at this.
Scandalous.
So cool. Yeah. Anyways.
If anyone has any other suggestions for sweating, I'm still looking for a good deodorant. You swear by Mitchum, right? Isn't that yours?
I think they stopped making it. I'm so pissed off. I was looking the other day. They stopped making the deodorant I like. I'm going to be real screwed in a couple of months when I hoarded a bunch of those deodorants. And when they go out, I'm going to be screwed.
I still have not found a deodorant that I'm in love with. And I know probably somewhere down the line, like most things I do in my life, it'll catch up with me, and Botox under my arms is not good. So if you guys have any other suggestions, I am open to them. ML Dominic says, sorry if I'm pronouncing these handles wrong. You know, that's a whole thing, the handle thing.
It is.
At what point in a relationship is it time to start talking, moving in together? I'm Whoa. Not the person to ask for this. Let's take this to the streets. When did you move into with Jarrett?
Well, I was living in New York, and so there was no way I could kind of continue. I think it was probably a year, year and a half into our relationship. I just couldn't continue the back and forth from LA, New York. I was like, are we doing this? Are we not doing this? This is so stupid. It's so much money to like, I don't know. Maybe it wasn't a year. Maybe it was like 2 years. I'm not sure.
Have you seen that show on Netflix called Ultimatum?
No, but people are obsessed, and I'm going to download it when I go out of town tomorrow. Everybody's loving it.
Okay, I'm going to tell you what I did. And Ryan, our producer, is going to hate this, because, and you're going to hate this too. I didn't want to watch all the episodes. Okay.
Carissa, no.
I went to the end.
No, don't tell me what happens, because I'm downloading it.
I would never.
You're so bad that you do this. I hate this.
Does anyone else do this? You just go to the end of the book and read the last chapter or the last episode. And then I'm like, okay, if I'm interested enough after I know the result, then I'll go back and fill in the details. Anyways, this show is all about either marry me or move on or whatever the case is. And so when you said, are we doing this? Are we not doing this? I want to have an entire episode where you guys writing questions, like dating questions kind of a thing, because I am fascinated by the pace in which people move. As somebody who moves very fast and then like quickly, it's like, shouldn't do that. I want to know what the appropriate acceleration in a relationship is.
Yeah, you need to learn that. Ryan did text on our group text and say, this is so not okay. You need to be stopped. This is not okay.
Hey, you know what? I'm busy. Let's see. La, 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 la. So
you hacked into the Bluetooth. I heard this. We got some DMs. Apparently this story was told on the morning after, and Kelly claims she broke into the mainframe. You know what? I first broke into the mainframe, but then she got in after.
I was so impressed. I can't even get into the Zoom meeting for this podcast half the time. It was unbelievable. Is there a greater satisfaction when the Bluetooth connects in your car or anywhere and it's like pairing? Yeah. That little, it's just a little chime of affirmation that you're doing something right.
You're right. You're so right. That, or when like today I took to the streets and I tried to nail this zit on my chin, and I called you right, or I was talking to you right when it happened. I said, I'm shocked you didn't feel a movement in your house, because I feel like just the pressure and the amount of explosion that happened from my chin, it didn't like read like when Marshawn Lynch went into the end zone, you know?
Yeah. The what do they call that? The Lynch quake?
Seismic? I don't know.
There's a seismic, yeah. There's a seismic situation going on over here. I'm going to talk about it at another point.
I know.
They're building a house next door, and I don't know what to do. What we need to talk about when there's construction going on in what hours. Am I calling the city and saying they're supposed to start at 7 and at 6:45? I don't want to be
a quake.
Beast quake. Thank you. What is that guy up to? He's got
you know what? He's part owner now, like in the Seattle Kraken. I DM'd you video today of him on the Zamboni, like doing donuts.
He's a fucking maniac. It was like when he was at Cal and he was on the Gator, the landscaping thing.
Yes.
I'm obsessed with him.
Yes.
About the time that he got kicked out of the Raiders game, thrown out, and then he went and sat in the stands and then rode the BART home. Is there
what?
Marshawn Lynch. Oh, we're going to get him on here. We'll have to do a lot of edits, Kurt, but we'll get them on here. Okay. Audit 82. Can Aaron tell the funny story about going on vacation with Cristiano Ronaldo?
I, by the way, never have been on a vacation with him. And I don't know where this came from. And if you could write us back and let me know where you heard this rumor. You know what? Fine. I'll come clean. Yes. I've never been on vacation with him.
I'm going to start to question our friendship. I was like, are you? Knock it off.
Knock it off.
You did not tell me this story. Unbelievable. Well, you know what? It's a perfect place to end, because Cristiano Ronaldo and Aaron may go on vacation between now and the next pregame, and you'll have to tune in to see if it happened or not.
I can't end, because we do have a note here, and I thought of you the other day because I re-listened to our podcast. Did you find your car after you had valeted it?
And
tell us all.
I took a picture of it too. You guys would have been so proud of me. I had a client call at 9 o'clock. My flight was delayed. I was like, I need to be home. I needed to be on a computer, which I didn't know I no longer had because my laptop was gone.
Yeah.
So I needed to get back to the house, racing around. I can't remember, as you know, like half the time I tell you something and you're like, yeah, you've told me that. I'm really getting worried about my short-term memory, but I have a photographic memory of certain things like parking spots, like Century City, anyone parked there, you never know where your car is. I can always find it because I make a concerted effort to look at it when I left. I'm not kidding. I took a picture of it because I wanted to tell you guys how excited I was when I got back and it was there. It was a real moment for me.
I remembered,
even though I didn't think I would. I remembered where.
Did they call you out on not having a reservation?
No, but when I went to, you know, the little ticket thing that you have to put in afterwards, it was an astronomical amount of money. I was like, oh, it's because this was valet. Look, there it is. There it is.
Valet for how long? How many days?
4 or 5.
Okay, give us a ballpark figure.
Over 700.
Oh my God.
I bought another
plane ticket.
Exactly. Unbelievable. So anyone need a ride to LAX, I'll take it because I am not interested in having you guys use your funds for something as ridiculous as that. But thank God. I even thought at one point, if I left my car when I was going to miss the flight, I thought, if I leave this car right here, what's the worst that can happen? It'll get towed. I'll have to pay for towing. The towing would have been cheaper than the parking. Fuck it. Next time I'm doing that, just leave the car on the side. TSA will not like that, but maybe it'll help me find my computer.
No.
Where's that tote bag?
You have it. LAX, you have it.
You scoundrels.
I'm excited for everybody to hear our podcast on Thursday when it comes out with Super Bowl winning champ Matthew, not Matt, Stafford. Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jordan Gonsalves, and I'm a journalist. Join me on my new podcast, But We Loved, where queer elders recount the amazing history they've lived through.
In the middle of Wall Street, they stopped traffic. They were doing a die-in. Healthcare is a
right! Healthcare is a right! And in the process, share little gems of wisdom for the next generation.
The key is to understanding yourself, learning to love and embrace yourself.
You can listen to But We Loved on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.